I'd like to call this meeting of the Taney County Commission this Monday, June 24th, 2013, to order. And I'd like to call on Sue Clayton to offer an opening prayer. Sue?
Our Father, how good and holy you are, and how thankful we are for this day. We thank you for our health and the beauty of the day. Father, we ask your guidance upon this meeting today. Again, we thank you for Taney County, Lord. We thank you for the privilege of living here. And we ask, Father, for your wisdom and your guidance, both our commissioners, Lord, and the citizens. We ask that you would just bless it. Guide
us
in your way.
Amen. Amen. Mr. Strahan, if you'll lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Sue. Before we enter the formal agenda, are there any commission remarks, gentlemen? Our first order of business is a topic that we placed on the agenda titled White River Watershed National Blue Way Resolution. When we placed this on the agenda, the reasoning was that it would allow time for the county commission to talk about a resolution that we had received, each of us had individually received a copy, and have a frank and open discussion between the three commissioners. We weren't at the time aware that we would have individuals that wished to speak, nor many who had traveled as far as some of you have traveled this morning. With that in mind, this morning, when we had our preliminary meeting to discuss the day's agenda, since the topic is broad enough and doesn't state that there won't be any public comment, we have agreed that we will take public comments. So we'll probably be stretching out some of the other meetings that are listed. We'll be a little late getting to them than what the predicted time was that we had told individuals that those particular points of interest would come up. With that having been said, let me note that this county commission has, in fact, looked at the resolution, and I have myself at least downloaded, as I shared with Mr. Gracie this morning, all the information I could about this topic, which is this folder and several other articles that are here, to try to bring myself up to snuff on exactly what had happened, what is proposed, and what the eventual outcome could be. Again, we had received a resolution, and we have a group that has asked us to hopefully, positively, from their perspective, at least adopt that resolution. What I have done, and I've shared with these gentlemen this morning, is drafted another resolution, which I believe really simplifies what this is all about. I would like to read this proposal. Then I would like to open the floor up to comments from any individuals that would like to address this particular issue, and we'll be calling on Mr. Gracie first, who has a presentation that he would like to make to the County Commission and to the members of the public that are present. Resolution number 2013-10, a resolution of opposition to the designation and recognition of the White River and its watershed as the second national blue way. Whereas the White River and its watershed has been named the nation's second national blue way, and whereas this county commission is deeply concerned about administrative overreach without congressional approval, and whereas several citizens have noted they would like to be heard at a public hearing regarding said issue, and whereas the Taney County Commission wholeheartedly supports its citizens and their rights to be heard through the democratic process, and whereas Taney County citizens deserve more transparency from their government, so therefore be it resolved by the County of Taney, State of Missouri, on this 24th day of June in the year of our Lord, 2013, that Taney County has every intention to continue present conservation practices as are mandated by law and consistent with provisions of the Constitution of the State of Missouri. Taney County calls on Governor Nixon to help persuade the Department of Conservation to not participate or support the White River Watershed National Blue Way. Taney County fully supports our citizens' rights provided through the democratic process, which would grant all Taney counties the opportunity to be heard regarding said issue. Taney County urges our United States congressional delegation to oppose the recent designation of the White River and its watershed as the second national blueway. With that said, it's my opinion that from the actions that were taken, whether positive or negative within this proposal, is a huge administrative overreach, which is akin to a number of other huge administrative overreaches that we've seen in the recent past. Anytime that you have a total lack of congressional and state input, and a lack of transparency to how you arrive at the conclusion that you place before the people in this country, you're going to find strong opposition. And I think you're going to find this morning that there's equal opposition that is sitting on this side of the table. But with that stated, and with those resolutions in front of you, gentlemen, I want you to keep at least my thoughts on that in mind, and we will turn the floor over to Mr. Gracie. Bill Gracie?
Yes. Thank you. This is going to be abbreviated from what it normally is. I'm going to try to squeeze this in 10 minutes. This slideshow normally lasts about 20 minutes, and I will be skipping through slides. I do apologize for that. The commissioners all have a copy of all the slides with the total amount of information that's on that. So here we go. This is the conservation area that they want to do. Okay. Now, all of you out here should have a map. If you don't have a map, then we'll get those to you later. Basic things you have to understand is this right here. Nearly half of the entire state of Arkansas, all the way from Rogers to the Boot Heel. Let me just go up here for just a second. Rogers over here, all the way over to the Missouri Boot Heel, which is right here. Comes down through Jonesboro, all the way down to the Mississippi River, on down to the confluence of the Mississippi and Arkansas River, then on up through east of Little Rock, up east of Conway, up to Greer's Ferry, on over to the Fayetteville area, and back up. In the Missouri area, we got around the Seligman area, which goes up to about Monette, and on up through Springfield. As you notice, most of Springfield is involved in this, up to Mountain Grove, or correction, Marshfield, then down on to Mountain Grove, Salem, and then nearly over to Farmington. Then it comes back down, the little town of Dexter right here on the long border, and Malden, and then back over. 21 counties in southern Missouri alone. 39 counties in Arkansas are involved in this. These are the counties listed: Berry, Christian, Douglas, Green, Howell, Lawrence, Ozark, Stone, Taney, Texas, Webster, Wright, Oregon, Ripley, Butler, Wayne, Madison, Iron, Reynolds, Shannon, and Dent. If you're in one of those counties, you're directly affected. If you're not in one of those counties, you're going to be indirectly affected by this. Started with President Obama's America's Great Outdoors. Secretary of the Interior Ken Salazar signed a secretary order just creating blueway system instantly. And then on January of this year, they signed a memorandum of understanding between Interior, Agriculture, and Army that said, let's go do it. Purpose: collaborative efforts to work together as partners to accomplish shared conservation, restoration, and sustainable economic objectives. Sorry, but you're not one of the partners. Okay, nowhere in this memorandum of understanding is landowners involved in this. Okay. Also in Missouri, there were no, count them, no elected officials that had knowledge of this. The only department in Missouri that was had any knowledge of this was the Missouri Department of Conservation. Now, note at the bottom, non-navigable rivers fall under state jurisdiction, not the federal government, by law. Clean Water Act, okay? And this idea that they're going to go start a river from its headwaters to its mouth and across its entire watershed is unprecedented. There's never been one of those situations where they think that they can take everything. Because when you talk about the entire watershed, it's every backyard, every front yard, every farmland, any property you own, every roof that you have over your head that drops water as water contacted from the rain goes down to the downspout, they consider that their water. Now, again, grassroots stewardship. We'll go through those in just a minute. But they want to, quote, adaptively manage by a diverse stakeholder partnership. You weren't involved in that, and neither were these commissioners here. Again, they want to conserve. All these things are really neat. You get down to the point where it says they want to restore and maintain the chemical, physical, and biological integrity of the nation's water. Does that mean they're going to come onto your property at any time they want to test your water, your soil, and that sort of thing? All right. Let's keep going here.
You're okay. You don't have to rush.
Okay. The keys are this. When they start looking at implementation strategies and why they want to do this, you'll note that they want to promote and integrate habitat connectivity. That sounds real nice, too. Except that can mean that your forest that you have on your land, you can't clear any of that land out because, guess what, a deer might want to walk across that. And they can't anymore if you've cut it down. Okay? So you could have restrictions on harvest of timber off your land. And why do they do this? To address the effects of climate and land use changes. A lot of the information you find at the Department of Interior about this, you will see climate change is a big thing. Okay, they're still stuck on climate business. All right, it's been debunked long ago. We all know that they couldn't last with global warming when the globe didn't warm, but now they call it climate change because they say that the droughts are getting droughtier and the rains are getting rainier and all that sort of thing. Well, that's real nice, except the climate is always going to change. Okay, if you want to latch onto that and use that as an excuse, then... and that's what they're trying to do today, okay? Again, diverse stakeholders, but what about the elected officials and landowners? Left out of it, okay? Now, they want to set specific desired outcomes for the river and watershed as an integrated land and water management system. They've already got plans to restore flow to 3 cutoff meanders down in the Cache River in Arkansas. Well, gosh, if they decided long ago that they needed to cut those off or the river cut it off itself, why do we need flow back in there? All right. Here's the biggie. They talk about the National Blue Way demonstrates the Obama administration's commitment to the protection of public and working lands. They never once define what working lands is. But we pretty much know that that's our property, okay? It's not a state secret. But again, they never tell us what that really means, okay? 26 diverse stakeholders, okay, including a lot of federal agencies, Department of Interior, etc. No elected officials. Let's look at the list. On the left-hand side, you see, under state and local governments, Missouri Department of Conservation is the only agency listed in Missouri. All the rest of the agencies that, like Nature Conservancy in Missouri, Audubon Society and that sort of thing, those are kind of national kind of things. But these are non-governmental organizations on the right, okay? Well, what right does then the Nature Conservancy have to tell us what to do on our property, okay? I had to highlight the Arkansas Canoe Club, okay? And we'll talk more about that in a bit. All right, so does this sound right to you? We got 26 group of unelected bureaucrats and environmental groups that they call stakeholders and left us out, okay? They nominated it. They designated 17.8 million acres, okay, on which 1.2 million of your closest friends live so that they could integrate and adaptively manage it all by themselves without our input. They left us out of the whole thing. No prior knowledge for our elected officials or even us. We just found out about this last month. All right. There's a lot of things that are in the history of this, American Heritage Rivers Initiative and the Clean Water Initiative. Most of these things, and in fact all the secretarial orders, never voted on by Congress, implemented through executive order or secretarial order. Just as an aside, the Clean Water Act or Clean Water Action Plan, they wanted to take 5,000 miles of roads each year out of commission on federal lands. What they did is they go in there and they didn't just put up a sign that says you can't come down here. They dug huge holes in these roads so that nobody could get back there. Even tanks couldn't do that. So what happens? Now they go have forest fires. Firefighters can't get their equipment out to these forest fires and more land is forest land and houses are burned. Here they wanted to widen the stream corridor plan to the 100-year floodplain. Why do they call it the 100-year floodplain? Because it only happens once every 100 years. Okay, but the rest of the time, they want nobody to go in there. This is some of the most fertile land there is. If you go over to the Mississippi River or the Missouri River, you see thousands and thousands of acres along those rivers that are perfectly usable 99 years out of 100. Okay? And they want to keep us out of that. All right? Now, they did have some court action on that, and basically they found that the agencies had no legal authority to force private citizens to obey their regulations. But how much did it cost in legal fees just to find that out, okay, when they knew about it ahead of time? All right. Now, here's an interesting quote. This is from Dr. Kaufman back in 2004. It said, "While no effort is presently underway to extend this jurisdiction to watersheds, the option remains for future bureaucrats to gradually extend their jurisdiction." Fast forward 2012, 2013, and here we are with the White River Watershed National Blue Lake. Okay, anytime you hear the word sustainable tied to government, what you're going to have is a situation that you're not going to like, okay? If what is sustainable is important, let's look at what's unsustainable. Did you know there's a ski run in Northwest Missouri? True story. Grazing of livestock is not sustainable. Plowing the soil, building fences, any industry, single-family homes, paved and tarred roads. I guarantee you, you came on a paved and tarred road when you got here this morning, okay? That's unsustainable to them. Logging activities, dams and reservoirs, power line construction, economic systems that fail to set proper value on the environment. That's capitalism that they think is not sustainable. Comes right out of the UN's Biodiversity Assessment Report. Thick book that thick. I've touched it, okay, last week. What's the adverse effects? The farmers and ranchers are going to be limited on tilling their soil, cutting trees and vegetation. Any irrigation out of these rivers? Okay. They already want to reduce farm water consumption by 15%. Well, what about if it's a drought? You need the water out of your river or your pond to either water your animals or irrigate your crops. Okay. Of course, they're going to want to limit the runoff from the fields, limits on livestock grazing, use of the river, okay? They can put regulations and fine you for things, and you will literally have no recourse to that. Even small acreages can have this. The EPA wants to set a 180-foot setback from all surface water, including your pond. Okay, you might want to take up your little kiddie pool in the back before the drone flies overhead and checks that out. But anyway, all right, so you could be restricted from either digging a pond or altering your pond or anything else. Collection of rainwater. This has already happened. I think it was Colorado that said you can't put that barrel underneath your downspout.
Oregon,
okay. And these states have said you can't do that. Why? Because that water belongs to the river. Excuse me, it fell on my house. Okay. All right. So lots of other restrictions. They could actually, you know, in the extreme, they could go out and say, hey, look, the water that came down here soaked into your soil, went down to the water table, and now you got a well down there that's pulling it back up. Can't do it. And if you do it, we want some money off of it. They could put a meter right on your well and say, you're going to have to pay a water bill on your well. All right. And it's not just the farmers and ranchers themselves. It's all the businesses that support that. If farmers and ranchers are not authorized to function freely, all these small towns and rural areas and things like that are going to dry up. All right. This was a situation where in California, the California Department of Fish and Game basically said that there was a little smelt that was getting killed when the turbines that pump water out of the Sacramento River that was only a few miles away from the San Francisco Bay and going to turn into salt water. They can't put it out there, so you can't kill that little fish. Boom, the water was shut off instantly. Okay, many landowners were forced into bankruptcy, and 60,000 people or so went unemployed overnight. I personally was out in Sacramento when I used to fly airplanes and talked to a couple out there. All right, what they did, I asked them, I said, did they ever turn the water back on? He said, well, yeah, but only about 25%. So what had basically happened is that it didn't really matter then, because most of the landowners, either the land was basically ruined because it had not been taken care of. And number two, most of the Blake people were already bankrupt. They couldn't afford to go for several years without water. I mean, that's like saying, okay, that's real nice. You're going to be out of a job for 2 years. Can't survive that way. All right. First time this started, back in 1996, under the Man in the Biosphere. A lot of this same land and watershed area was basically attacked by President Clinton and his Man in the Biosphere business. Okay? And documents from the National Park Service show they were working with the Nature Conservancy and other environmental activist groups to acquire large amounts of land for preservation, and much of it was certain to be privately owned. All right, when did that stop? Governor Huckabee at the time was finally convinced by informed and concerned citizens like yourselves to stop it, and he shut it down. He forced all the state agencies in Arkansas to say cease and desist, and that's what shut it down. Now they just changed the name and came back as a national Blue Way system. Wildlands Project grabbed big chunks of land out west. Now this was actually so egregious. They have what's called a Western Caucus, U.S. representatives and senators, that says, we don't like this. They wrote a letter to Secretary Salazar. We're contacting you regarding the disturbing trend to bypass Congress and the public in establishing new federal designations. Okay, this is, now it has come to our attention that you signed Secretary Order 3321 for the National Blue Way System. This is a new national emphasis, headwaters to mouth approach, never done before, okay? Here, despite the order stating that nothing in this order is intended to be the basis for the exercise of any new regulatory authority, given the lack of transparency of Interior to date, this disclaimer is of little comfort to communities that will be negatively impacted by a Blue Ways designation. It appears that any watershed in the United States could be designated without any vote and without proper public notice. Here's the kickers. Water is the lifeblood of our communities. Now, this is Congress, again, talking to the Secretary of the Interior. These are not my words. Water is the lifeblood of our communities. It should be managed for the benefit of the community in a transparent fashion. And non-navigable water is managed by the states, not the federal government. Any designation that directly or indirectly attempts to manage the non-navigable headwaters would be a usurpation of state authority. 10th Amendment, folks, right there. All right. They urged him to withdraw that secretarial order and bring proposals to Congress so that they could consider them through the normal committee process with public transparency. We know what he did. He didn't do any of that. All right. This is Representative Billy Long. The second paragraph is the most important. The order states that it is not intended to affect property rights or create any regulatory authority, but it does not expressly forbid it. In recent years, we have seen too many overreaches in authority and abuse of power. Okay? That's when I called Billy Long's office. They knew nothing about it. 3 weeks later, this is what they come up with after doing their own search in there and find out that this is an overreach of authority. Okay? He said he will join his colleagues in doing what he can to prevent this order and subsequent designation from causing any harm to private property ownership. Okay, the bill that was passed through the Missouri House and Senate and is on Governor Nixon's desk has no retroactivity. Okay, this opposition must be signed and dated prior to July 3rd or 6th, someplace in there. But basically the 4th July weekend is going to be in there. So we're under the gun on this thing. We have this 6 months window for opposition, and we cannot be under that umbrella of this law that's sitting on Governor Nixon's desk because it doesn't take effect until later on. Okay? All right. Our 5th and 10th Amendment rights are being trampled upon, and now we come to our local governments in order to request their help in opposing this. Okay? And we're confident that they're going to do just that. Okay? Because that's why they were elected. And they're going to do that. The resolution that Commissioner Hausman has written up is perfect for what we need for this, okay? This situation then, when they sign this morning, will be a resolution of opposition that we can take, march on the governor's mansion, and demand from at least the 21 counties in southern Missouri that they stop this whole business, okay? All right. And of course, the real biggie for the governor is that this usurps the rights of the state of Missouri. He, of all people, is responsible for making sure that doesn't happen, to stop any federal overreach and demand that they cease and desist. All right. That's it. Was that quick enough? Was it thorough enough?
Very.
Do you have any additional comments, Mr. Grayson?
No, I do not.
Are there other members of the public that would like to speak to this issue in the room? Representative Roland?
Thank you.
If you would sit at this table, that microphone would pick up your comments, if that's okay with you.
Thank you, Mr. Houseman, for giving me time to talk a little bit about this Blue Way, and I'll be very brief. This was brought to my attention back in late April, early May, and through the efforts of Representative Mike Moon, sitting over here, and myself, we submitted a proposal to the representatives in the House last Thursday to have them sign a resolution in opposition to the Blue Way. And we are currently in the process of getting those collected, and we will present them to this group that is opposing the Blue Way by the 1st of July. We hope that we have a majority of our House that will sign on to that opposition, and I think that will go a long way in helping maybe to stop it. I know Senator Blunt's office, as well as Representative Long, Representative Smith, our new member to Congress, is adamantly opposed to this also. I heard in your resolution you mentioned the Department of Conservation, that you were asking the governor not to have them sign on to
actually asking him to help persuade them.
Okay. I believe I've been told that the Department of Natural Resources also is a partner to this Blue Way. So I was thinking that you might want to expand not only from the Department of Conservation, but maybe any state agency that would be in favor of this to, instead of just naming the Department of Conservation. That's just a comment from myself that it might be good to cover more agencies than just the Department of Conservation. But that's all I have. I just wanted you to know that the House of Representatives was working on this, and I know Representative Fitzpatrick, Representative Rhodes, Representative Phillips, have all been discussing this, and we are all kind of opposed to it. Thank you.
Thank you. You had mentioned Senator Blunt, and I've been in contact with his office, as I have different congressional offices, and the verbiage that he sent me states that establishing a new federal designation without the approval of Congress or public input is unacceptable. The stakeholders and members of the community that would be impacted by this significant decision deserve more transparency from their government. So, sir.
Yes, sir. Good morning. My name is Jim Fisher. I'm a professional engineer here in Missouri. I sent the commission a letter last week. I hope you received it. A couple things, not necessarily corrections, but maybe amendments to the presentation. This Blue Way designation is onerous because of the past precedent that the federal government set in terms of the jurisdiction that they've attempted or have successfully, you know, acquired through the Clean Water Act's a fantastic example, 1972. To right now, the U.S. Corps of Engineers and the EPA jointly, through the Clean Water Act, take jurisdiction of any water of the U.S. or any water of the U.S. or any water that has significant nexus to a navigable water. Now, nobody knows what significant nexus means, but how that is applied here in the Ozarks, like I said, I'm a professional engineer. I'm a hydrologist. I deal with, you know, sizing culverts and, you know, building roads and sewers and utilities and such. And if a ditch has a what they call an ordinary high water mark, which in layman's terms, that essentially means if a ditch doesn't hold grass, you know, if it has an eroded bank, the Corps considers that their jurisdiction. And if I'm going to place more than 4,300 square foot of fill in said ditch, you know, even at the top of a watershed, on top of a hill, if it has an eroded bank, and I'm going to disturb more than 4,300 square foot of it, I have to get a permit, you know, what they call a Section 404 permit from the Corps of Engineers, which is horrid. I mean, it really it's a 6-month process sometimes or longer. And that's the real booger, is because then they send their people out and their people make the decision. And as far as I can tell, it's relatively final. I mean, they have an appeals process, but it's convoluted and it's not through the court system. I also come to you because my family's from Taney County. We come to Taney County in 1818 down on Blackwell Bend. And the Corps of Engineers, when they built Bull Shoals Lake, really run shot on our family, and some of you might know my family, and took a bunch of land and didn't pay us good money for it, and it was devastating to our family. And you know, Bull Shoals Lake's nice and all, but think about it. They built that lake to protect farms down in Arkansas. You know, why does a farm in Arkansas have more credence than a farm here in Missouri? You know, we farmed that for 130 years by 1950. And it's a travesty. It's an absolute travesty. These designations, my wife's from Dent County up by Salem, and they grew up on the Current River. So they come out with this Wild and Scenic River Act, you know, somewhere in the mid-70s, and, you know, took their place. They paid them for it. They decide what they're going to pay, and in and out. And this is, and those scopes of those programs were minute compared to this program. That's what's so scary about this, guys, or folks. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'd like to know who the stakeholders are.
The stakeholders were the list of, let me run this back here. Here we go. Now, there are federal agencies that are not listed on here. Federal agencies include the Department of Interior, Agriculture, and the Department of the Army. But those are essentially the state governments and the non-governmental organizations. But there are multiple federal agencies that are not listed on here. 26 total, and they were all combined to say, hey, look, we nominate this place to do that. So Arkansas Canoe Club said, boy, it'd be neat to have this water put back in this meander here so we can canoe around, I guess.
Well, essentially, it looks like Arkansas is doing this to us.
It's basically a lot of it.
Anyone else that would like to address the commission regarding this issue that's before us? Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
Pretty well, thank you. Just a brief comment. Within the last couple of weeks, I met a lady named Stacy Shore, who is up near the Lake of the Ozarks. And in their community, there is a Bagnell Dam project that's been going on for quite some time, and the Corps of Engineers has been heavily involved for quite some time as well. And in this project area, there were some 1,200 homes that were apparently in the designated area of the dam project. And so the Corps of Engineers said that, and also the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, said that these homes were, since they were in the boundary areas, they would need to be removed, which could either be removed or destroyed. And there were some, I believe, 4,000 different building structures within that area. And so what happened is similar to what's happening here with us, in that there was a decision made without public input. And before I get to the resolution of their situation, I just wanted to point out, I commend all you folks for being interested in this, because even though we have 2 weeks left and we have some federal officials involved, and there is a pretty good pushback against this, it is likely that the Department of Interior won't rescind this order. And so by July 6th or thereabouts, this may be implemented. But here's the good part. What happened at the Bagnell Dam Project is that the pushback from the people against moving their homes, which they'd been in for quite some time, some of them, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission and the Corps of Engineers rescinded their push to take away these 1,200 plus homes. And so what they did was redrew the boundaries so that these homes or dwellings that were once inside the restricted area are now okay. It was all a result of public pressure. And so once again, I commend you for being here. And Representative Rowland, thank you for the work you're doing. And I hope that we can continue convincing county commissions such as yours to sign resolutions and to tell the Department of Interior and other federal agencies that they cannot continue to encroach upon our personal property rights. And so thank you for what you're doing, and I encourage you to continue calling those outside your area, because as Mr. Gracie well pointed out, whether or not you live within the designated area here, according to the EPA, their watershed, or watershed I should say, is not just the water that runs off into the streams, but it's the water that hits the ground and eventually reaches a water table. So we all live in their definition of the watershed. So continue working, putting pressure, undue pressure, but encourage folks to become educated on what's happening so that we can do the right thing and take a stand against the governmental encroachment in places they shouldn't be. Thank you.
And thank you. First, congratulations on your election.
Thank you.
I got to tell you that.
Thank you.
If you gentlemen will help me with this question. In what I read, and we're talking about public comment time, I don't see that there is a deadline for public comment, because they didn't give us an opportunity to comment. What there is a deadline for that MOU to be completed by the national organization, well, whomever it is that's putting it together, mm-hmm. by July 6th. So your comments are well taken. It's that there needs to be enough firepower, if you will, that will gain their attention to reverse the decision that they've already made. Okay.
One of the things that we're going to be doing is going around to the counties that are not in the Blue Way system and asking them to sign a resolution of support for those who are. So, and we'd like to do that statewide. I know we're fearful that St. Louis and Kansas City may not be amenable to that, but what we want to do is get a huge majority of the counties in this state to be able then to take that to the governor and say, Governor, we'd like to ask you to keep alive the Constitution of the state of Missouri and the rights that we have as a state and as our citizens in order to denounce this Blue Way system and to stop all cooperation with it.
You know, I would suggest, just as a follow-through, that you contact the president of the County Commissioners Association, because he's got such a system of network that he can get to immediately.
Warren?
No. It's a commissioner from Jasper County, Darius. It's Darius, isn't it?
Darius, yeah.
I'll give you that name here in a minute.
Okay.
No, it's Cherry is the
Southwest
chairman, but the overall president is a Jasper County commissioner. Again, thank you for your comments.
You're welcome.
Are there other individuals that, sir, come right on up?
My name is Larry Hutchins. I'm with the American Citizens Association in Branson. And this is a perfect example of them continually assaulting us with things like this and recirculating them under different names. Representative Rowland worked real hard getting Agenda 21 outlawed. We worked with him for the past year working on this, and I congratulate you on what you did. And we're talking about how this impacts you and me. And I'll give you an example. They were talking about rainwater running off of your house. In Oregon, there was a man arrested for collecting rainwater in rain barrels, fined $3,000 and spent a month in jail for hoarding. Now, that's an extreme example, but that's exactly what can happen here. And my suggestion is that even though Agenda 21 and sustainable development has been outlawed in the state of Missouri, educate yourself on what is involved in Agenda 21, because they're going to come at you with different names. And if we don't keep our ear to the ground and realize what's going on, we're going to be in the same situation that we're in right now of not knowing about it until it's almost too late. And I challenge each one of you gentlemen to educate yourselves, because I have talked to two of you, and you have admitted that you are not fully cognizant on Agenda 21. I challenge you to educate yourself, because we need you, and we need you very badly, because it's going to get worse. And I'm not talking about gloom and doom. All I'm doing is encouraging you to participate in the awareness. You want to be aware, come to our meetings on Thursday. We meet every other Thursday at Point Royale Clubhouse, and we have different speakers. Mr. Glassy gave us the elongated presentation last Thursday night, and we will welcome you with open arms and come and visit with us. And we invite you to.
Thank you. Does anyone else wish to make comments? Come on up, Lucy. And if I could first apologize to Beth. I know we're running a little later than what we said that we would when we get to you from your department.
My name is Lucy Combs, and I want to state that this county has been through a lot of trials and errors in my time of being here. We had an organizational group called Friends of Lake Tinicomo. We worked very diligently on trying to keep our lake clean. I think we, as an effort and as this county, we can do this job ourselves with our good leadership in our county. And I'm going to ask you, there's no environmental group now that I know that's active in this region. But I really feel that we have good leadership, and if we need help, I think we should step forward and do the best we can to make sure that we have, and we can take care of this ourselves in the county. We don't need the federal government as far as I'm concerned. We have the people here. They're concerned about their land. They have followed through, done the best they can in keeping this county clean and clean water. We water tested this lake for years. We went in, we started a sewer district, and we taxed this area to clean this waterway up from contamination. Let's go on with that effort. Let's work hard, and we can do it ourselves. We do not need anyone else to lead. We can do it ourselves, okay? Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Judy Dollar-Height, and I own property in Christian County and in Taney County. And I just have one quick comment, and I've sat here and debated, do I keep my mouth shut or do I not? But two things, you mentioned it twice, as a democracy. When we say the pledge, it's to the republic. We're supposed to be a republic with the people up, not the government mandating downward. And this blue way is the government mandating downward. Verbiage is important. And if an adoption of something mentions democracy in it, well, we set it over here, so it's okay over here. I would just like to ask that you consider changing that.
Actually, the way the verbiage was used was the democratic process, which fits.
It's still a slippery slope. Verbiage is important. And the Corps of Engineers, as much as I've been able to tell, answers to no one. We down at the lake, I'd really like to know if anybody here knows, because you absolutely can't get an answer on who they answer to. We have mowed and maintained and paid to mow and maintain a section of the land down where I have a little bitty spot, and we're no longer able to do that. They cut us off, and they want it to be rewilded. That goes under the rewilding of. That's going to create all kinds of problems, and this is all in so-called our best interest, and I'm with her. We have the best interest, local control, and I'm pleased that you all have said that you will sign a resolution and tell the governor, heck no, we're not doing this.
We're going to find that out here shortly.
Well, the indication I got, you're on board, and I'm glad. Thank you.
Other comments? Mr. Gracie, do you have any final comments?
No, sir.
Let me open it up to Dan and Brandon for comments. Dan?
To repeat what Lucy had to say, Taney County has been very, very strong in keeping its county clean, and we have a trash pickup to keep the water out of, or the water that runs through our ditches to everything that's dumped into the hills and hollers around here. So we have a county cleanup twice a year. We have a sewer sales tax implemented where we build sewers throughout the area. We try to, in every way, protect our environment. And surrounding counties have also adopted those similar efforts. So I'm in full support of landowners' rights, and what this is something to try to do away with what you pay taxes on, and for the federal government to implement what they want to put the restrictions on the ordinary citizen in not only Taney County, but all of southwest Missouri, and it looks like most of Arkansas.
I'm not as good at this as you guys are as far as knowing what to say and how to say it. I agree with the resolution. I agree that there's no need for that in our area, especially like Ms. Combs said, we have stuff in place that already takes care of our area. I think I was heard last month or so that isn't Taney Coma or Table Rock one of the cleanest it's been in the last 30 years, 20 years? Is that so? I knew I'd read something that Table Rock was the cleanest it's been in quite a while, so we're obviously doing something right without their help. So I just moved to adopt the resolution 2013-20.
Could we insert the change?
Did you want to make the change on?
On first. Taney County calls on Governor Nixon to help persuade any state agency, as opposed to the Department of Conservation. That would pick up any other agencies as recommended by Representative Rowland. I don't know that working in the word republic works better than the individual word democratic process, provided through the democratic process. But if there's a way to work that, I don't have any opposition to it. I think that what we're stating here and what the last part of the resolution is, Taney County urges our U.S. congressional delegation to oppose the recent designation of the White River and its watershed as the second national blue way. Really covers the entire embodiment of the resolution. So help me with your motion again. Your motion is to here's the new verbiage.
It's still resolution number 2013-10.
Has this been changed? Yes.
Move to adopt resolution number 2013-10 as changed.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to adopt the resolution in front of us, which is 2013-10, as amended. Discussion? All in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, say nay. Motion carries. Thank you, gentlemen. Mr. Gracie, thank you for your presentation. And members of the public, I want to thank each of you for the comments that you had. And let me state that we'll stand in recess for 5 minutes, and then we'll go to Beth Schaller with the Missouri Department of Transportation.